Hello, everybody, and welcome to the first set of episodes for Crime Pop. This is a show where we will take crimes committed and discuss them in a true crime podcast style, but the crimes that we talk about will be fictional, ones from movies or books or TV shows, things like that. Each week, one of us will pick a crime to talk about, and we will alternate who the host is. I'm your host for this week, Jeff Wyrick. I'm joined by Sydney Bowman.
Hello.
And Trevor Lister.
Hey there.
How are you guys doing?
Good.
Yeah, pretty good so far.
So this is the first episode, first set of episodes. We're still working out kinks, see what works and whatnot. I'm going to be the first host. Next week it will likely be Sydney, and then after that Trevor. We'll probably keep that rotation up as much as we can, until one of us just completely forgets to do their homework, and then someone's going to do 2 weeks in a row. But, like I said, I will be going first, and this week I will be talking about the show Mad Men. And have either of you guys watched that?
I've seen like the first three seasons, I think.
Oh, okay.
I've only seen what you sent me.
Okay, so Trevor's seen random clips on YouTube. Sydney, you'll probably be familiar with the crime itself. I'll be talking about Don Draper's identity theft. And this is something that is discussed throughout the show, just learning details from it, like through a series of flashbacks and seeing the ramifications of it happen throughout the show. But if you guys have any questions about anything or editorials, feel free to chime in. Oh boy. Did you ever pull out a spiral notebook? Okay, so before we talk about Don Draper, who is the main character of Mad Men, played by John Hamm, I'm going to talk about someone else named Dick Whitman. Dick Whitman, young man, born 1926, grew up in poverty, didn't ever really have a good home life. And then when he was about 18, 19, he went into the army. Served there for a while, never particularly standout-ish, and nothing really of note ever happened to him until mid-50s he went to Korea to fight in the Korean War. When he was there, he was stationed with his commanding officer, and they had the simple goal of digging trenches for a while. They were just going to do that. There was an air raid that they got hit with. Severely injured, Dick Whitman was very hurt, but his commanding officer was killed in the blast. Dick Whitman then removed the dog tags from his commanding officer, who was named Donald Draper, and put them on him. He then put his dog tags of Dick Whitman on the commanding officer's deceased body. That's when Dick Whitman first assumed the role of Don Draper. Like I said, grew up in poverty. For the sake of discussion, I'll be referring to the man who is Dick Whitman as Don Draper, because that's what he goes by throughout most of the show. Grew up in poverty, abused by his stepmother, his birth mother was out of his life pretty quick, and his father, who was a drunk, got killed by a horse. He was kicked in the head by a horse. Yeah, Don was like 10, and so it was just him and his stepmother. Stepmother, incredibly abusive to him. Never really had any money, was in between different homes. He lived in a brothel for a while, Don did. and so he never had a happy childhood, and he refers back to that a lot, especially later in the season as he kind of loses grip with reality a little more. He'll refer to back when he was at the brothel or things that happened when he was a kid. But yeah, he got discharged from the army with a Purple Heart as Don Draper. Dick Whitman, of course, body charred, couldn't really be recognizable as who it was. He had fully assumed the role. There's actually a point in the show when Don Draper, the new Don Draper, goes to meet Dick Whitman's family and just refuses to get off the bus, saying that he can't do it, like he doesn't want to talk to them, which, you know, the truth is that he would be recognized and outed for desertion, which is a very big deal. But after he got out of the service, he took his Purple Heart, his money, and took a job in New York selling fur coats. It was like a clothing store for rich people, you know. At a certain point, a man named Roger Sterling came into the store. Don recognized him as the head of an advertising firm on Madison Avenue. He weaseled his way in with him to get a job there, and eventually grew in that company, just completely under a false ID, but, you know, circumstance of the time, it was the 60s. I guess that was something that wasn't checked as much as it is now. And it doesn't ever really come up for a long time, like the fact that he's in danger of being discovered.
Yeah, was background checks not a thing then?
It would, not for just fun. There was a point several years later where they work with an airline. They're doing advertisements for American Airlines, and American Airlines was doing a background check. And Don Draper, the new Don, actually got Pete Campbell, who was a coworker, another partner with the company at the time, who knew about Don, to blow the account, essentially. Like, it was one of the few times in the show where Don displays, like, weakness and is directly asking another character for help. But he asks Pete Campbell to get rid of the contract because, you know, if there's no statute of limitations for something like that, you know? if they found out that he was a deserter who had been lying. I mean, that's, you know, that's desertion, that's identity theft, that's forgery. Like, there's a lot of things that can go against you that, you know, he had a successful life at the time, financially wise. Personally, it was kind of falling apart, but, you know, that's a lot to get thrown away all at once. So this, Don was always so terrified to, like, interact with things of his past. Like, he had a brother growing up, and at one point in the show, his brother comes back, and he just refuses to have any relations with him, like, acknowledge him, talk to him, anything. Don was always so afraid of going back to his previous life, and I think that's why he joined the military, was to get away from that. You know, I don't think he had any felt any righteous feeling to serve, but he, you know, just wanted to get out of that home life. And when that was about to be taken away from him, he did something to try to escape that. But this, you know, sparked an entire life full of an identity crisis, to where he was, anytime something would happen that would remind him of his previous life, he would just go ballistic and try to run from it as fast as he could.
Like a madman?
Yeah, like a bad thing. Like his brother coming back, or like...
No, I said like a madman.
like a madman. Good one. But yeah, that was a lot of his life, was just trying to escape Dick Whitman and try to become Don Draper. And he gets called out a few times by, you know, eventually, like Pete learns about this through snooping at his house. Don's wife, Betty, eventually finds out through a series of things. Don Draper, the original Don Draper's wife, actually comes to see the new Don Draper and, like, calls him out. But and this was something that was, like, this only worked because it was a TV show, but, like, that really wasn't a big deal. Like, I couldn't imagine a dead veteran's wife being okay with a man who assumes her husband's identity.
So his wife didn't know either.
No, God, no. Yeah, no, I mean, his wife, it was like that was the end of... Oh, by the way, spoiler for Mad Men if you haven't watched the show. But that was the end of his marriage, was finding out. Which, you know, understandably, right?
Wait, hold on. So she didn't know that her husband was dead? Did the army tell her?
No, because Don Draper was never dead.
Oh, right. Sorry. No,
yeah. He just, like, you know, never went home, essentially. That's why his wife... That's why... her name's Anna. Anna Draper. That's why she started looking and found the man who was Don Draper, who was the new Don Draper, and called him out. New Don Draper's wife, you know, also had no idea about the past or anything, and when that found out, that was a whole... thing in the show. But this along with the identity crisis, really broke the new Don Draper to just be essentially willing to do anything. And that's a big part of, like, being in business in the 60s, you know, was, I mean, not even just business, just the world as a whole would be willing to do dirty tricks and weasel your way through things. There's a point in the show where a character gets pregnant and has a baby, and, like, she didn't know she was pregnant until it happens and the baby comes out. And Don, like, does away with the kid, like, gets that all settled, sends the kid away, hides all the information about the woman giving birth, and tells the woman, her name's Peggy, who got pregnant, tells Peggy, and I quote, "It will shock you how much this never happened." Like, he's trying to convince her to just forget it. Like, this never happened, this was never you. And that was, you know, a very earnest thing for him to say, because that's something that he lives every day. You know, he hasn't forgotten who he was, clearly. Like, he still goes into a manic spin anytime he gets reminded of it. But yeah, and that's never, there's never, like, a consequence for him in the show. Like, an earth-shattering consequence. There's moments where it's kind of ruins a conversation because he gets reminded of something and gets sad, but, you know, the government never finds out what happened with him and his commanding officer in the war.
Good thing.
You guys have any comments or whatnot?
I've got some beef with these names.
Okay.
So you were talking about the new Don Draper. You said that a bunch of times.
I did.
Do you keep saying the new Don Draper because Don, like, the original Don Draper had, like, a significant part in the show?
I'm saying the new Don Draper because he's the original Don Draper was the actual guy, Don. And Dick Whitman is the new Don Draper.
Does anybody call him Dick Whitman? Like, does anybody find out and have a close enough relationship with him?
Anna does. The original Don Draper's wife, Anna calls him Dick.
Ah, okay.
But she's the only person who's a regular in his life who knows. And Anna's daughter. Anna's daughter knows the truth as well. But they're like, that's like California. They all live in California. And back then there was no easy way to get information from one side of the country to the other.
Yeah, fair enough.
But yeah, nobody in New York ever calls him. I mean, most of his New York life never even knows the truth.
Yeah, it kind of sucks that there's, like, no consequences for him, though.
Yeah, I know. I mean, especially considering, like, all the things that have become because of this lie. You know, like, he was... He's never at any point a good person, you know. He was totally okay with just letting the old Don Draper's wife think that he disappeared. And, like, he was never going to go talk to them. He was never going to do anything. He was just fully stealing this man's name to get away from a shitty situation.
But isn't it funny that, like, he probably could have achieved all of those things without stealing this man's identity?
Right. Like, he still was injured. Wouldn't he have still been discharged for a Purple Heart?
Yeah. He still could have gone and sold fur coats in New York and then met the advertising guy. And
yeah, I think he was just so afraid of... Like, he was so attached to Dick Whitman being his old life that he probably thought that the only way he could get away from it was by being somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's... Actually, yeah, that's what I was gonna say is... So there's only a small difference, but there's a difference between Dick Whitman surviving versus, like, him taking this new identity. He could choose whatever he wants, right? And he can go to some place that this guy has never been to, but he still has things holding him back, right? And it's like he has to go back to those things if he keeps his identity, right?
Right.
Okay.
And I think it would have been harder for an escape. Like, even becoming Don Draper, he still had pieces of the past coming up. But you're absolutely right. It would have been impossible to move on had he accepted, or had he returned to his old life.
Jeff, would you have done the same thing?
Oh, God, no. I mean, I wouldn't have enlisted in the military at that time, especially, was just terrifying. Like, I would have rather gotten kicked in the head by the horse, I think.
Oh, damn.
Go to Korea in the war.
Was he drafted? Or did he enlist on his own?
He was drafted.
Oh, dang, Jeff. You didn't finish college. You'd be on the draft.
It's true. I'd be bone. You're right. It probably would have behooved me to steal this man's identity. That's a good point. And now I'm a podcast host. Drop out of school, kids. No, but I mean, it's wild. It's wild that how far it went. You know, like the end of the show is him trying to abandon Don Draper and return. Like, he goes to California, runs away from the advertising firm, runs away from everything. And I guess he just must have a really tight circle of friends, because, like, I don't understand how that never got out, you know? I mean, I guess it would have been hard to do detective work back then of figuring out what it was, but, I mean, the original Don Draper's wife is still alive. Like, surely someone questioning her for 10 minutes and you get all the information you need. So it's wild. I mean, Don was always, the new Don Draper, was always very manipulative. And so I guess he just convinced people to stay quiet. But man, I mean, it's wild how far it got. Like, how long he was writing Don Draper's name. Like, how important the name was. Like, nobody who ever worked with Don Draper knew someone who knew the original Don Draper. I mean, it's that all could have come crashing down by one coincidence, you know?
And the original Don Draper, he was from New York?
We don't know.
Oh, okay. Because, yeah, like you were saying, like, information travels pretty slowly. If he would just go to some place that Don Draper is not from, then maybe that's all it takes.
I mean, you know, Don lived in California, or Anna Draper, excuse me, lived in California, and Don spent a lot of time over there. That's probably why whenever he was there around them, he would go by Dick Whitman, because the likelihood that they'd be recognized would increase. But, I mean, there were times when they did advertising work on the West Coast. And, you know, California is a big state, but, I mean, man, like, imagine somebody who went to college with Don Draper happens to be walking by and sees this man claim to be Don Draper and asks three questions, and then it's all blown, you know? Like, Don was just so flippant with it. Like, in my head, if you're going to steal a man's identity, you become, like, a hacker or something, you know? Like, you don't do something where your name's going to be advertised as this big business guy.
Takes guts.
It does. Don was, you know, very often a risk taker, but something else that he was almost to a fault was good at what he did. And so I think that gave him a lot of confidence in, like, bullshitting. Like, he would do a lot of stuff where he's just coming up with something off the top of his head. And that works for a long time until the one moment that it doesn't, and then it's all over.
I just keep thinking about his wife, like, the original Don Draper.
Yeah.
How, like, hurt she must have been.
Yeah. I mean, I don't understand how she found it in herself to forgive him. But, dude, she's, like, the sweetest person in the show. It's wild. She was totally fine with Dick Whitman living his life in New York. Like, she would ask about his wife, like, Betty. She would occasionally talk about her Don. I mean, like, she let Dick Whitman, after he came back and assumed the role of Don Draper, she let him live with her. Like, there's a scene when the new Don Draper is telling Anna about meeting Betty for the first time, and, like, how much he likes her. I mean, it's just wild, you're right. Like, she must have just come to the closure on her own before meeting him. Because, yeah, right? Like, I can't imagine that being something you just move past.
No, so, alright, I didn't put this in my notes, but, so, Don Draper, the guy that died, like, he basically disappeared, right? Like, yep. He died, but, like, Don Draper, the identity, disappeared because the army had no reason to tell anybody that he was dead. And so when he went back to the U.S., like, he was just a ghost, gone.
Yep.
And yep. So, how did Betty How did Betty actually, like, find out?
Betty found out through, for some reason, Don had, like, a shoebox full of contraband. Okay. I was like, you know, if I ever need my life destroyed, I'll just open this box. It had all the information. And so she found out through that. Things were already kind of hot between them because it had sort of been revealed. Don Draper was also an affair fiend. Like, he slept with a million women in that show who weren't his wife, even when they were married. Mm-hmm. And so that was another thing, like, that kind of got exposed to her. And so there was just a lot of mistrust that was happening. And at a certain point, she, like, had a conversation with him. Was, what's your name? Like, we need to tell all the truth. What's your name? And he says, well, my name's Don Draper, but it used to be Dick Whitman. And he essentially lays it all out for her there.
Okay.
I don't want to say that Don Draper's like a heart, or the new Don Draper is like a heartless monster. I think he did, you know, care for Betty for a little bit. But I think more so than caring for her, he was just afraid to be revealed. But yeah, that's how she found out.
Gotcha. I think I had a question, but you know, it's all gone. I'm just listening to the story now.
But yeah, I mean, to go back to what Sydney said, there's never any, like, real it's not even to say there's no real consequence. It's barely even a conflict point of the series. Like, it comes up a few times. Like, the first big time that happens is when Pete Campbell, who was, like, a rival of Don, when he first finds out, he reveals it to one of the partners of the company, Cooper, and says that this man isn't Don Draper. He stole this guy's identity. And Cooper basically, you know, again, product of the times, basically says, who cares? Whoever this guy is, he's making a lot of money for the company. Why does it matter? Like, why would I turn him in? We'd lose money. And that was really a defining point for, I think, Don, of being less afraid. And the only other time he's really concerned is when they work with the airline.
So it's almost like there's no consequences, but there's also no resolution to it. Like,
God, no. Yeah.
Like, people in his life don't figure it out. I mean, his wife and, you know, the original Don Draper's wife knows, but, like,
right.
These people that he works with, they don't know, and it doesn't come out in, like, the newspaper.
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, the show really does a good job of setting up the idea of a facade. Like, the first episode starts with him at work, him meeting this attractive woman who's a client, them going on a date, them hooking up, and then the end of the episode is Don going home to his wife and two kids, who there had been no mention of. And so it sets the tone of you don't know the whole thing very early, and that follows with the characters around him throughout the whole show of not knowing who he is. And like, it's not even something that people are actively trying to figure out. Like, it's not something that he's actively saying, man, I hope I don't accidentally call myself Dick. Like, that he's just, that's just such a background thing that is only necessary for him to think about when the truth is in danger, or rather when the lie is in danger. But yeah, I mean, it's so background, and it feels like he's accepted the lie so much that it's barely confronted throughout the show. But it's probably the most severe crime committed. Like, there's a lot of other shady stuff that happened, but they never, like, hire a hitman to go kill somebody, you know?
Oh, sure.
Like, easily the most punishable crime is the things he did in that moment. Bonkers.
Sounds like a good show that I should watch.
It is. I mean, you know, you... yeah, what you should first do is forget this entire conversation.
Right.
And then watch it.
No, I accept all spoilers. I sign the... What is it? The terms of agreement.
There you go. It's true.
Too with this.
I should probably finish it.
Yeah, I mean...
tell her real quick how it ends.
Yeah, all right. So, Sydney, how much of that watching the third... Because my timeline is kind of fuzzy. How much of that did you know?
Not very much of it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of the shallow details come out in the first season. Like, you learn in the first season that he's not who he says he is. But a lot of stuff about, like, what happened to his CO. And, like, it shows him in a flashback, him taking the dog tags and him seeing his family. Or, you know, his family coming to see the body of Dick Whitman and the new Don Draper setting to drive past him. Yeah, it's all good stuff. I mean, it really tries to, at certain points, make... Or, I say it. Don really tries to make you feel sorry for Don. Even though, you know, it's hard to. Because everything that he's doing. And he's also just like a complete sleazebag. He's very handsome and he's very smooth talking, but he's just the worst person in the world.
So, quick question. So, you already said that he never intended to reveal his identity. He just planned on leaving his life and just like basically getting rid of the history of the actual Don Draper by just continuing in. Yeah, anyway.
Yeah.
Did he ever make any attempts to make, like, reparations for anybody that he hurt with his identity theft?
Yeah, he tries to, I don't know that he ever explicitly apologizes to Betty for it, but he does try to re-harbor a relationship with her at certain points. Though, you know, towards the end of the show, he's going further and further off the deep end. And so it's harder for him just to maintain any personal relationships in general. But he does try to repair. He doesn't try to run from the Don Draper life like he did with the Dick Whitman life.
Oh, because it's his new life, right?
Right, yeah. He'd have to go to the war again, kill another commanding officer. but that, before I sign off, any other comments?
Good job, Jeff.
Oh, thanks. I feel like I talked a lot.
It is a podcast.
It is a podcast. That's a good point. All right, everybody. Thank you for joining us for the first episode of Crime Pop. Whether or not you'll ever hear this, this might go straight in the trash can for all we know. but thanks for joining us. I've been Jeff, here with Sydney and Trevor. Join us next week. If you liked it, recommend it to a friend. Rate 5 stars on wherever you get your podcasts. Follow us on Twitter. Follow me on Twitter. Really, that's all I care about.
Yeah, same.
Sydney, yeah. That sentiment is probably shared. All right, we will see you guys next time.